Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a pleasant good day to you, and how are you today? We are coming to you live. This is another episode of Can We Be Real? And we're going to talk today about being real and achieving your dreams, your goals. How do you get to the point of doing high-octane output with extraordinary rewards and making your reachable goals, you know, goals that are reachable every day? How do you do that? How do you make those New Year resolutions and then think about it and say, well, this is not everything it should be, but I'm still on track? And good morning. We've got Dr. Washington on the line with us.
Hello?
Yeah. We can hardly hear you. You sound like you're driving through a tunnel.
Yes, it's going to get better. Just a second.
No problem. So that's the point. We're going to resolve not to give up and make our goals this year in 2013. The key to it is to know that whatever goals you got going on, is that these are things that are reachable and they're not unattainable. And oftentimes in the past, we'll set down a goal list at the beginning of the year. And here we are at the beginning of 2013, beginning in the second month. But some of us made some New Year resolutions to lose those extra pounds or to stop eating all that sugar or that salt or any number of activities that we have decided to do or not to do. And then we wonder, you know, what is it that we're doing that's not allowing us to achieve our goals? Well, we've got some clear-cut answers to those today. And oftentimes we'll just have to pull our way through it and see exactly what we're going to do and how we're going to make our goals come true. Because that's the whole reason of having a goal. It is the ability to work through it. Are you still there, Dr. Washington?
Yes, I am. Am I more clear now?
Yeah. You're a little clear, a little bit closer. Yeah, how you doing today?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, I think that the first and foremost thing that I'd like to add to the discussion is the fact that you have to have a desire to start anything. You know, you have to first and foremost have the desire inside you. And I think that's worthwhile starting with the discussion about desire. Before you can achieve anything that's worthwhile, that's extraordinary, that's really going to make an impact in your life, you have to have inside yourself that white heat, burning desire that it takes to overcome that, because we all know that on the path to achieve that, you're going to meet resistance. You're going to meet the resistance in the form of adversity and people who may, you know, naysayers, and things happen. I mean, you know, anything can happen in your life that can throw you for a curveball. You're going to have your days, you're going to wake up and it's not going to be as easy to move forward. So without that real hardcore burning desire in your soul, you're not going to be able to achieve that. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's oftentimes, John Johnson, he wrote a book, Succeeding Against the Odds. And oftentimes things just don't go for the best. They just don't happen for the best. Even Berry Gordy, when he was at Motown, he said, things don't happen for the best. We make the best of what happens. So in certain sense, there are things that we can control, and then there's a lot of other things that we just cannot control. And so when those situations come against us, I found that the perseverance is key. That's coupled with, like you said, the original desire. If someone's got something they want to go for it, then what about some of the obstacles, you know, like, you know, your well-meaning friends say, hey, you know, there's no way you're going to make it through medical school. You're not going to be able to start that business. You're not going to be able to raise those kids. And how do you react to those type of people?
You know, first of all, you have to have faith. You know, and you think about this And in this, you know, this is something that's also worth discussing, is how do you formulate faith? How do you formulate self-esteem? You know, and one of the ways that you do that is you have to tell yourself many times over, remind yourself why you're in it, and remind yourself who you are. And it helps to have an image somewhere. You can start by formulating a thought in your mind and making yourself believe in yourself first. Close your eyes. Think about the goal. Be specific about that goal. If your goal is to have $50,000 in the bank stored away this year, you know, you want to be specific. By January 1st, 2014, I want to have $50,000. I'm willing to give this amount of work. I'm willing to do this to achieve that. And I have a plan. And,
right.
You know, and if it's your body you're talking about, you want to be 10 pounds lighter, you're going to pin up pictures of that image on your desk. You're going to have it on your wall. You're going to remind yourself on a daily basis. You're going to wake up and go over your plan, your strategy every morning when you're in the shower to remind yourself what you're there for and why. You see what I'm saying? That builds self-confidence. That builds faith in yourself, you know.
So in order to have extraordinary results, before you even look at a goal, you need to have a committed heart, a sense of faith in yourself, and the desire to see it through.
Right. Now, what I think hinders most people is self-confidence. You
uh-huh.
know, so before you even set out in the path, you're already defeated, you
mm-hmm.
know, because a lot of us, we lack the self-confidence. If I ask you to close your eyes, you know, I mean, I'm going to use money as an example. Obviously, riches come in all forms, and, you know, the least of which are money, let's face
right.
it, I mean. But
right.
it's a tangible thing we can talk about. But if I ask you to close your mind, you know, most people, and have them really see themselves as rich. I mean, really see yourself as being rich, holding $1 million in your hand. You know, having that smile on your face, having that lifestyle, is that something that's really real to that person? A lot of people will say it's difficult. It's very difficult for them to see themselves in that scenario. Well, if you can't see yourself rich, oftentimes it's not going to happen. You have to first see yourself as having this accomplishment for it to be possible.
That's so very true, and I had to live through that. Actually, when we bought a property, and my brother and I, we were going together. We had looked at it. We checked it out. We thought the numbers would pan out, and it was a good location, and it was a good location, and it was a good location. You know, that's the three things they tell you about real estate, the location. Right, right. But there were still some stumbling blocks, and so that's what the bottom line came down to. My brother says, do you see yourself in that property? And I had to be quiet for a minute and think and close my eyes. And did I really see myself in that property, owning that property, having it, managing it, doing that stuff? And then finally I said yes. And, man, within 2 months we closed that deal. And the beauty of it is, like you said, if you can see it and you can really believe it and have the courage to do it, you'll achieve it.
Yes, yes. That is when God is going to intervene. That's when you're most in tune to the universe, when you have actually locked in yourself. And let me go back a second when it comes down to burning desire. You know, you have to be able to burn whatever's there, okay?
Yeah.
It's like you have to be able to, there. You know, picture yourself as a lieutenant in the army or something. You have all these people who are under you. You go to a foreign land, and you turn around, and you turn to your people, and you say, you know, look at the boats. Look at the barges that brought us over here. I have burned them so that we have no way back. There's
yes.
no turning back. And only until you realize there's no turning back, that's when you really are locked into what's called a burning desire. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly.
I have to achieve this or else. That's
and,
it. I have to achieve this.
And some people's boats are burning even as they're listening to this right now, because they've already bottomed out. They're looking at their situation. They begin to feel hopeless. They said that there's no hope for me. But if you're bottoming out, then that can be right there at the shore of a new beginning and burning your boat so you can't go backwards. There's only one place to go, and that's forward. That's ahead. That's up. And when we're in that position, that's a good place to be.
Yes. Yes. And ultimately it comes down to being committed. Do you know what I mean? Being absolutely engaged and committed with your whole entire heart towards a goal. You know, this is the way it is. From this point going forward, I am transformed. I am transmuted to this going forward. And using that language rather than saying, you know, there's a change that I'm going to do in my life. You know what happens when you change, it just pretty much remains the same. It's the oldest thing in the book. The more you change, the more what? You know, what you're looking for in your life, if you want to achieve extraordinary results, is you want to begin to use the language of transformation. I'm done with this other person I was.
Right.
I'm now a millionaire from this point going forward. I'm now fit. You know, mm-hmm. I'm now whatever the case is, and there's no turning back.
Right. You know, that's a good place to be. Even Alicia Keys, she's got a song out right now. So this is a brand new me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and she's a girl on fire. And see how those same desire, that fire, that burning hot desire. And the good thing about fire, if you're feeling the heat, that's a good thing, because fire burns out the dross. It burns out the bad parts of the gold, and you can feel the heat. But the good thing about being in a fire, that every good silversmith never lets the gold get too hot, because it'll be destroyed.
Yes.
And so they temper the fire for your growth and for your cleansing. And I tell you, I know it to be true. And oftentimes, I tell you something else people need to do is enclose themselves, encircle themselves around like-minded individuals.
Huge. Huge, huge. You know, there's a lot to be said about, you know, most people who achieve extraordinary results, the truth is, they don't achieve those results on their own. You don't have to be, for instance, Thomas Edison, for instance, you know, and working through his energy and building the light bulb and whatnot. You know, he only had about 3 months of schooling.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? What he did is enroll others who understood energy and electricity. You know, and when it comes to your day-to-day life, you want to remember that. You want to enroll people around you in the possibility of being part of what you have going on. And people will want to be a part of things, you know, and whoever it is, you know, especially your wife and your children. But outside of that, you want to enroll people who you believe are going to provide, you know, whether it's whatever the case may be, whether it's just, you know, motivation, or they do have wisdom or knowledge that they can add. You want to enroll them. But you
exactly.
Also, here's another thing, if you don't expect anybody to give themselves for nothing. And I don't mean you have to compensate them, but you have to enroll them in the possibility of them being a part of whatever you're building.
Yes. And relationships are key to this thing. Because oftentimes you'll say, well, man, I'm committed to this. We're going to go forward with this. But you run into a stumbling block. And unless you have someone to say, hey, Carl, pick it back up, man. It's okay. Take a break and come back in a few minutes, and we'll hit it again. We'll go back at it again. I know it didn't go through. The deal fell through on the first time. But we've got another angle at this. And so that way, when we're weak, we have someone else who's strong, can help us along. And then sometimes we'll have people in our camp, and they'll be well-meaning, but they'll say mean things.
Yep. Yep.
And Alicia Keys, she even speaks about that in the lyrics. She says, if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been on to you too long. If you notice that I'm different, don't take it personally. Don't be mad. It's just a brand new kind of me, and it ain't bad. I found a brand new kind of free.
Yes.
And that's what we have to be. Free to be ourselves. And,
yeah.
And once we touch that burning desire on the inside, it's like it ignites it immediately in spontaneous combustion. And that's why I had got that language in the beginning of the show, high octane output. Do you know that they make some cars that run on airplane fuel? I'm not sure if I want to drive one, but they make them.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, like 115 octane.
Man.
Yeah, you got a car that, I mean, even Jay Leno got a rocket car, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
And Elton John spoke about Rocket Man, you know. So I think that when we're down on the ground, oftentimes we'll see rich people and birds flying by, and we don't think that no one is paying attention to us. But if we just look deep within our heart, in our imagination, in the image that we're created in, that which was created in the beginning is true, and it still is true, that there's no one exactly like you. And so once we can touch the individual greatness in us, then we don't have to be jealous or competitive. All we need to do is get creative. Oh, that's
absolutely
good. Somebody need to write that down. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's all about, you know. And I wonder, you know, because I knew how it was for me, that the majority of people have difficulty allowing their creative mind to go places. And that is the first step. You got to dream. Of course, you got to do more than dream. But if you don't dream, if you don't even open your mind up to the possibility that you can have an extraordinary life, how is that ever going to happen to you? By chance?
Man, you already beat before you begin.
Yes, you're already defeated.
Yes.
Man, I can tell you, kind of getting back to naysayers, you know, when I was never somebody who had a lot of, you know, I had a very difficult time in school. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I was never really there. I was borderline dropping out. I dropped out like once or twice a year all through high school. You know, I had like a 1.8 or something or 2.0 when I graduated from high school.
Wow.
But soon after that, I was to community college to play basketball. And I actually remember, you know, the number of things that made me want to pursue medicine. But I can remember going back, and I was with my friend, my best friend, and it was his cousin who knew me well. And I said to him, you know, I'm going to be a doctor. I decided that's what I'm going to do. And he said, he said, are you crazy?
Are you
out of your mind? There's no way you're going to be anything more than just a clerk. You know?
Wow.
And I remember that through that day. There's there's a few stumbling blocks. Well, a few of those that happened. Even a teacher at community college told me that I should drop out of her class because I would never be able to learn chemistry. Things like that that I had to overcome. And the only reason I was able to push forward is because I had that burning desire, you know.
Right.
And I had self-confidence that I had instilled in myself. And really, it was irrational.
Mm-hmm.
But extraordinary results require irrational behavior. It does. People are going to look at you like, what in the world has gotten into you?
Right. Don't you know that's Goliath over there, man? He's going to smash your head off and eat your heart for lunch.
Exactly.
And I'm like, no way, Jack. Not me. He might have done that to all them other people, but not me. No. And I think it's important, too, because sometimes people will say things and they truly believe it, but that very negative statement was the one that carried you through the exams, carry you through burning the midnight oil, carry you through persevering in the midst of it, because I'm not only doing it because I know I can, but they gave me a little catalyst reason why, is that they didn't believe I could. And then they know my circumstances. They know my IQ. And, man, I tell you, when you're in that position, you're just right for a miracle. You're just right. Because when you get to the point where people can't help you and people can't position you or place you, because that's all politics anyway, and then they write you off, and that's right where you'll meet God.
Yes. You heard, I'm sure, what's called the secret, you know, and it's called multiple things, you know, auto-suggestion, you know, but it is the essence of what makes miracles happen, and that is obsession, mental obsession over something, and all it is the energy that you created by telling yourself over and over and over again that this is going to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. And if you tell yourself enough that you're this person, this is going to happen, you're going to end up seeing in your life things happen that way.
Right, right. Because actually you set the stage for it, and you're on the lookout for it. One of the things I say that most people don't see the golden opportunity until it's gone because they didn't prepare for it when they didn't have it.
Right.
So it's like if we're going to catch the rainwater, we need to dig the ditches when it's dry.
Oh, man, that's huge. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Right. In the absence of the clouds, man, you got to prepare for what's coming. And so when it comes, the Greek called it a kairos moment. And that's what people call luck, where preparation meets opportunity. And so it's the opportune time. It's like when we were created, man. When you know, the semen and the egg met. It was 200 million to one for you to make it.
Right.
And then it's so cool, the creator broke the mold. There ain't nobody just like you.
Right.
And most people trying to play the lottery, you already hit. You already hit.
Oh,
200
wow.
million to one. You already hit. And so what are we going to do with our lives? And tell us, let's deal with this a little bit, because this is a big thing that's weighing on. We're getting down to the last 7 minutes. How about people that committed, they started something out, and they have stagnant, they have slow growth, and they have setbacks?
Yes, thank you. So, you know, first of all, one thing we have to discuss really quickly is that you have to have an organized plan. So the next thing you do when you go from that white heat of desire, do you know what I mean? And you now, you have something that's in your clutch, and you're on to it, and you want to write it down. You need to get organized at that point. You know, if you want to become a doctor, your next step is to spend some time in a library. You know, find out what it takes to become a doctor. Go talk to an educational planner. Go sit in with the doctor. Go to his house. You know, take him to breakfast. Take him to the coffee shop. You need to enroll in finding every little bit you can to help you along this path and make that into the most organized plan you possibly can. And I can't say enough for an organized plan.
Yeah.
Okay? You cannot, there's no way of going forward without an organized plan. So back to your question just now, when things go wrong, we have to stop looking at defeat as such a negative thing. It's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to grow. And it should be, number one, something you look forward to, something you expect. I mean, we don't really look forward to it, but you expect it to come, and when it comes, you're ready to take it as a learning lesson.
Yes.
And you realize when you're defeated, you go back to the things we just got been discussing. You know that if you're defeated, one of a few things occurred. Either you didn't have the desire in the first place that was strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have to go back and look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know, did I really have that burning desire? you know, in my plan in the first place. If that's there, you need to look at yourself and ask yourself, you know, do I really have the self-esteem?
Right.
That, you know, is this a self-esteem problem? Third, you have to look at your plan.
Yes.
And you have to be willing to go back to that plan. And if that plan was faulty, okay, let's get a new plan.
Right. Right.
Right.
And be willing to rewrite it, to revisit it, fine-tune it.
Exactly.
One of the things that I often, too, and we spoke about it in the beginning, is our outlook on how things are perceived by our internal computer. And what I mean by that is that successful people, they don't fail. Successful people, they may lose the game, they may get defeated, they may lose a deal, but their outcome is a result. It's not a failure. And so oftentimes we'll take an internalized failure as not only I lost at that, or I got an E or F in that class, but I am a failure.
Personalizing it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. No.
And so if we do just look at failure as results or outcomes, then the very thing that can be a stumbling block becomes a stepping stone.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you know, it happens to us all. We've all failed. Anybody that's embarked on something that was worthwhile, they've met failure. They've met resistance of various kinds, and they had to move forward. You got to expect it, and don't take it personally. And again,
right.
Use it as an opportunity to learn.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the key, is that can we close? Can we bring the thing to a head? Because anybody can start. Anybody can enroll. But do we have to have what it takes to stick it out? And I think we all need that glue, some of that stick-to-it-ness.
Yes.
And just to stay in there. When this, I tell you something else, too. And it's obvious, too. It's in marriages, in committed relationships. You know, people
mm-hmm.
start, well, you're not the person who I thought you were. Well, welcome to the real world. I'm not the person I thought I was either. But can we make it work?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
How can we make it work? What are the
yes.
things? Do we have a plan? Are we willing
yes.
to do the research and to look at it? You know, one
yes.
man said, really enjoyed the wedding. Hope I like the marriage.
Brilliant. And I like the way, you know, you go about setting your goals regardless of what the goal is. And most importantly, like we talked about at the very, very beginning, being rich, you know, personal relationships is what makes you rich before even money. And so going about your first relationship with others, especially your wife or your significant other of any kind, the same way you'll go about any other goal, you start with your desire. Look at yourself.
Yes.
Look at the relationship.
Right. Right. We're down to the last minute and 30 seconds, Doc, so give us a wrap-up, and we'll plan another one for another time.
Yes. So once again, really quickly, the way you go about achieving extraordinary results always starts with the burning desire, and you have to work on that. Be diligent about building that burning desire by discussing it, by putting pictures up. The next step, of course, is working on your self-esteem, persistence, faith. The other part to it is organized planning. Do these things with every aspect of your life. Expect resistance. Expect to overcome things. Learn from them and get back on track.
That is just perfect. I tell you, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and I tell you, it is very true. When we connect with that greater part of us and we have an organized plan to see it through, we will achieve those extraordinary results. And you've been listening to Dr. William Washington of Seattle, and I'm Carl down here in Atlanta, and we're coming to you live on Can We Be Real? And we've kept it real for you this morning. You can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter. Look for Dr. William Washington. He's a good dude, man. He's making differences out here, and that's what we want to do, too, make a difference. Today is the first day and the best day. Remember, because when tomorrow gets here, it's today. So if you want to be about it, Be about it. Just don't talk about it. Be about it. Change that thing. Rearrange it. Transform it. Know that the outcome is always inside of you. This is Carl White. You can see me on the internet. HelpSomebody.net. God bless you.